When I'm welcomed into the Nairobi apartment shared by Ugandan couple Cleo and Nelson, I get a window into their everyday life together.
Nelson, you took my jeans. No, it's okay. It's okay. I will take later.
I'm also let in on a secret this couple has, at least from the neighbors. Cleo looks like any other Ugandan woman, but that's because of the hormones she's been taking for years. Cleo is transgender, and in a few months, she'll be the first East African to undergo gender reassignment surgery. She said one of the hardest parts for transgenders, especially in East Africa, is that there's so little knowledge about it.
You don't even have the language to describe yourself, let alone defend yourself. Being a molecular biologist and a geneticist, I know that transgender people are born transgender. I do not believe personally that I was born a boy and now going through this phase, I'm transitioning into a woman. I know that my own brain was born transgender.
It was by no means an easy path. But by last year, things were going well for Cleo. She and Nelson were together, and their families were cool with it. She was working on her master's in molecular biology. Then, Uganda passed a harsh law against gays. Being transgender is a gender issue, a man who feels like a woman or vice versa. It's not about sexuality, but transgenders are often confused with gays. Cleo was outed by a tabloid newspaper. She tells me what happened.
So what happened? I lost my job. It wasn't safe anymore for my boyfriend, Nelson, to go back to work because we were being together. I couldn't continue with my master's. I couldn't continue with my activism. Everyone went into hiding. At that time, it was everyone for himself. Like, try to see how we can go through this phase and somehow come out still alive.
When Cleo was accepted for a job in Nairobi, they realized it was the time to leave their beloved Uganda. But Nelson said the move hasn't been easy.
You've left all your friends, everyone behind, and you have to start afresh. You may feel lonely. It's only two of you. And the other side, it was cold because now we had a better life. We'd have to really look over our shoulders so much, like in Kampala, where we're doing.
Politically speaking, Kenya is a different place for transgenders. Last year, a transgender woman named Audrey Mbangwa won two landmark legal cases. She was able to register her NGO and also register herself under a female name. One step forward for East Africa, but there was also a step back. A few weeks ago, Uganda made it illegal to change the gender you're born with. Cleo, whose passport still reads male, plans to return to her home country and fight this after her surgery. She'll do it on camera for a documentary she's working on called Pearl of Africa.
Well, the movie would have a huger ending because we would have brought down a law. Harder, though. You never know with the Ugandan movement. Bad things happen just like this. And also, the movement is resilient enough and strong enough to hit back. Our movement back home does not take crap. We took down our law in 3 months. That has never happened.
I was amazed by Cleo's bravery. She's a true activist. Nelson is different, but no less brave. He had only dated straight women before falling in love with Cleo. He can't change his heart, but the attention is hard for him.
I guess, honestly, my answer would be that I wish someone would do it for me.
Yeah. They face challenges, and they will face more. But here's the thing. Both Cleo and Nelson are incredibly positive people. Cleo says she gets frustrated by journalists who turn her into a victim.
You never at once asked me if I'm Cleo, an educated woman. You never once asked me the challenges I had to go through with my family and actually succeeded. You never asked me about my relationship that has actually thrived or any of the positive things that have happened in my life. In the documentary that we're doing, Nelson and I, it's that we seek to bring out. Because we hope our documentary to be a beacon of hope for other transgender people. There's nothing wrong with telling a positive story.
Cleo doesn't regret anything about her life.
I feel like my being transgender has been an opportunity for enlightenment because being marginalized helps you appreciate humanity because you get to live life on the outside. And I believe that, and I don't want to say this, normal people have a lot to learn from marginalized communities.
Of course, she's lucky to have a supportive partner. People in Nairobi told me that they're always together. In the quiet apartment, I feel their bond. It's tangible. I ask Nelson about their relationship.
At the end of the day, you realize that, you know, you only have each other. And if you two aren't strong for each other, then everything else is going to crush you in. Because the whole world is against you. So you have to put up a united front. I hope we shall be remembered for something. That maybe we planted a seed and it will grow.
Brenna Daldorf in Nairobi, reporting for RFI.